Welcome back, WRAM, on this Monday morning, 8:24 here in the WRAM Morning Show. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Coach Chad Braun of the Monmouth College Fighting Scots, along with Assistant Coach Derek Johnson in charge of the linebackers. Fellas, how you doing today?
Doing great, Logan.
I'm doing well. Good to have you into the studio and taking a look at the Scots coming up off another win up north. Heading to Beloit and getting the win 52-9 over the Bucks, moving to 8-0 on the season and 6-0 in the Midwest Conference. It wasn't easy, Coach. They came out fired up. It was their senior day. There was a lot of intensity on their sideline to start, and they really pressured you in the get-go.
Yeah, you know, I told, you know, our players and our coaches this. I thought it was good for us to, you know, not go in and have an easy go of it. You know, I thought it was good for us to be in a game and get that experience doing that. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, I warned our guys all week that, you know, Beloit would come ready to play. I had no doubts that they would. You know, offensively, we know they're a senior dominated team and they're very good on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, they got after our quarterback really well early. You know, we didn't do a great job protecting our quarterbacks and you know, give them credit. You know, they came ready to play and, you know, it was a tight ball game early, you know, before we were able to kind of start to break away a little bit right before half.
Yeah, and let's take a look at how it started out. It was a good defensive effort from the Scots, really from right away. Thomas Lesniewski forces a fumble on a sack. Logan Giggle picks it up, takes it all the way to the house, and, you know, Scots lead 7-0 thanks to their defense. Beloit got one right back. They got it. They got a nice touchdown pass. It was a drive kind of helped along by penalties. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And then the Scots offense get a field goal, not really what you're looking for, and then a self-inflicted wound on a high snap. It looked like Trey Murphy just a little bit too juiced out there.
Yeah. You know, Trey's, you know, been great for us. You know, senior guy, great long snapper, and I think in his 4 years, that's the first one I've seen him ever do. So. You know, it happens, and you know, our guys, you know, Logan did the right thing, and ball got out of bounds for us. They got the safety, and then, you know, our defense responded, I thought, you know, right after that, though, and getting off the field, and, you know, it might have been even when we got a pick six.
They flipped the field for the change of the quarter, and the defense came up in a big way, made it 17-9 off DJ Frank, 70-yard pick six. And that, you know, that kind of calmed everybody down. It was now an 8-point lead, and then the Scots kind of got stuff going a little bit with the ground game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you know, early on we were trying to establish the pass, and I, you know, we thought going in that we were going to be able to run the ball, and you know, Coach Freitag did a great job you know, adjusting to that, and, you know, started pounding the ball, and our offensive line did a great job opening up holes, and then, you know, you got DeAndre and Trent, you know, ripping off big chunks after that.
Yeah, and that really was a focus in the second half as well. DeAndre Wright finishes with 3 scores and over 200 yards on the ground. You know, it was another great defensive effort from the Scots all the way through. They got that one touchdown. But really, you're able to shut down the explosive offense of Beloit with Danny May at quarterback and Mason Dixon, the running back, held to 41 yards of offense. Just a fantastic job all the way around. And Coach Johnston, your linebackers, we call out Matt Barnes almost every play. Kyle Schultz has kind of been sneaky good. He's getting in on just as many tackles, but the defense has been doing a great job.
Yeah, our front seven has been phenomenal against the run. You know, you look at the running back from Lake Forest, we were able to limit him to, I believe it was 12 carries for 9 yards, and then obviously limiting Dixon. So we've been very, very good against the run, and then also up front too. Our D-line has been just phenomenal in pass rush and getting pressure on the quarterback, and I'm pretty blessed at linebacker. I've got a pretty senior-dominated group who are very, very coachable and work extremely hard, so.
And you talk about that defensive the front. Thomas Lesniewski, he seems to be back and going 100%, and boy, what a difference that makes. They gave him credit for 1 sack on the day, but he was involved in several more plays. Michael Smith got some good shots in on the quarterback. Lamar Watson is continuing his strong play, and then Ben Ketchum is super steady as well. And you can't forget Logan Giggle, who was involved in another sack. I mean, there's so many names that go on and go on. You rotate guys in and out, and they still keep coming.
Yeah, you know, Coach Russell does a great job coaching those guys up. You know, you just watch them. You know, they're playing with great effort. They're playing with great technique. And, you know, they're an experienced group, you know. And I think when you got experienced guys up front that, you know, play with great technique and great effort, you got a chance, you know. And I truly believe you win football games up front on both sides of the ball. And I think they're a big reason why we're having a lot of success for sure.
And Coach Johnston, when that defensive line is causing some havoc right there on the line of scrimmage, what does that do for your linebackers?
It makes it a lot easier for us. You know, if they're able to get hands on the offensive line up front, it makes it a lot easier for, you know, Matt Barnes, Kyle Schultz to be able to fit their gaps and play off and get to play. So those guys have been doing a fantastic job, you know, up front all year. And like I said, it just makes our job so much easier at the second level.
Well, one thing we do got to talk about, the penalties for the Scots didn't really help them out. They had 14 on the day. Kind of hurt yourself, stubbed your own toe a few times, but you were able to overcome it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you look at the yardage, 14 penalties for 88 yards. You know, for having 14 penalties, you know, that's not an egregious amount of yardage, you know, that was against us. But, you know, definitely we got some things. That's one of the things we talked about yesterday in our meeting yesterday morning, that, you know, we got to clean up the penalties for sure. You know, definitely wasn't, you know, our best day in terms of that. There's some things that we got to clean up for sure as a team.
You know, and we got to bring it up. Tanner Matlick took some shots in that opening quarter from that Beloit defense. Like we said, they were fired up. He left out of the game. Hayden Nelson came in. Can you give us an update on Tanner's situation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Tanner will go to the doctor today, you know, we'll just have to see, wait and see what the doctor says, whether he can give it a go this week or not. You know, our philosophy, you know, all year has been next man up. You know, we lost a great defensive lineman and Tyler Parksey early on, and, you know, to a torn ACL, and you know, we haven't missed a beat there. So, you know, Hayden's capable of leading this football team if Tanner can't go. So, but, you know, I mean, obviously we'd love to have Tanner in there, but if he can't, then, you know, we got complete faith in Hayden Nelson.
You know, that goes back kind of your philosophy this entire season has been getting Hayden at least a series or two in every game. So that really looks like that may be critical down the stretch. I mean, depth plays a big role if a team has aspirations for a run.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Any team, you know, at this point in their season has lost somebody to injury. You know, it's just part of the game, you know. And, you know, we've lost guys, and you know, we've been able to have the next guy step up. And that's a tribute to our depth on our football team. We got a lot of guys that, you know, compete every day in practice and get themselves ready and put themselves in a position to play if their name's called on.
Well, the Scots have a tall task in front of them this week as you host St. Norbert. It is not quite for the Midwest Conference crown, but really whoever wins this has the edge here as we head down to the final 2 weeks of the season. So the Scots and the Green Knights going at it. Last year, St. Norbert won 16-7 up in De Pere. I know a game where the Scots would have loved to take another shot at them, had five turnovers in that loss and outgained them in just about every category statistically, but not the scoreboard at the end. So what do you got to do against St. Norbert this time, Coach? I mean, they got a good defense. They got a good offense. They're a pretty balanced team.
Yeah, you know, they're a terrific team. They're great on special teams too, you know. So, you know, we just got to put our best foot forward. You know, we got to come ready to play. Got to play with, you know, great energy, great effort, and we got to execute. You know, that's the big thing. You know, we got to win the turnover battle. They're a team that's very, very opportunistic. You know, that's one of the things going in last year. We knew they were a very opportunistic defense, and, you know, we turned the ball over and kind of played into their hands. So, you know, so we got to do a good job taking care of the football, and then we got on the defensive side of the ball, we got to be able to take the ball away a little bit, you know, and we've started to do that here down the stretch a little bit better. You know, I feel good going into this one for sure.
Coach Johnston, on that defensive side of the football, you got several seniors, several guys who played last year who remember how that turned out. What's kind of the feeling getting ready for Norby this week?
The guys are definitely hungry. They definitely want another chance. You know, not only did we have the turnovers last year, we gave up several big plays defensively too that, you know, is pretty uncharacteristic of us. So, yeah, for those guys that played last year, that are especially the ones that are seniors this year, you know, this is their last chance to play St. Norbert, and they're hungry. They're ready for another chance.
And Coach Braun, you know, you take a look at this offense for the Scots. It's been high powered, 50 points in the last five games, even with a little bit of a slow start last week. But you have to figure it's going to be a little bit harder against the defense for St. Norbert. They only allow 18.8 points per game, one of the better ones in the conference and around the area. So what do you have to do when you look for something to exploit against the Green Knights defensively?
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job. They're coached up very well. They're very good technically, from a technical standpoint. They play extremely hard, you know, a typical St. Norbert team. So, you know, I mean, you know, I think it all starts with a physical mindset up front. You know, we talk about it every week that we got to be physical up front. We got to be able to establish the run. You know, that's one thing that you got to be able to do week in, week out, in my opinion. if you're going to be a championship quality team. So we got to establish the run, and then we got to try and find ways to, you know, hit some big plays in the pass game, get some chunk yardage.
All right, the Scots and the Green Knights going at it this weekend, Saturday here at home. Final home game at April Zorn Memorial Stadium. Really would love to see a big crowd for this big matchup in the Midwest Conference.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have to worry about a big crowd. I think there's going to be a lot of people from the community that are going to be out there supporting us. I know our student section is going to be outstanding, and I know a bunch of alums are coming back for this one. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an electric atmosphere on Saturday.
All right, the Fighting Scots get set to take on St. Norbert 1 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have the pregame starting at 12:30 on WRAM. Coach Derek Johnston, Coach Chad Braun of the Monmouth College Fighting Scots in the studio with us. Fellas, good luck this week. Go get them.
Thanks for having us on, Logan.
Thanks, Logan. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back with more in just a moment on WRAM.